It would sort of, it, and to my mind, the distinction is the surroundings of your condition. And if you're sleepy, it would be in a situation where you would normally be up and doing things. If you're drowsy, it would be in a situation where it's rather relaxed and calm anyway, and you get drowsy and then you go to sleep.
You say at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
get up, wake up.
And you say, he's still sleeping, you better go...
waking.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say that you're...
deaf.
Do you ever hear that called deaf?
Yes, Deaf Smith County is a county in Texas. And Deaf Smith was a hero of the Texas Revolution at San Jacinto. He was a scout.
Is that a nickname or was that his name?
D-E-A-F was his nickname because he was deaf. He couldn't hear. But they called him Deaf. And Deaf Smith was not the only one. That's a more old-fashioned and, again, a more country term.
Mm-hmm.
And you might hear colored people still say deaf. He's deaf as a post.
If a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
a pimple, a boil.
Okay, and the stuff that drains out.
The pus.
And in a blister, what drains out?
I don't think we ever called it anything. Just said the blister popped and it drained.
What's
without
the,
saying what it was.
The clear liquid?
Uh-huh. The clear stuff we didn't particularly have a name for.
And you say if someone got shot or stabbed, you say you have to get a doctor to look at the...
wound or the injury.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right and it's got to be cut out or burned out. Get sort of a...
cauterized?
Well, it gets a granular substance around it. It's kind of growing in.
Mm.
Rather...
not the scab, because the scab comes on it when it's getting ready to heal over.
No, just
I don't think
that.
We called it anything. Oh, festering.
But
when something festers.
Some kind of flesh?
Oh, proud flesh, but I think that's more of a literary thing. I don't think I've heard people say proud flesh.
You just read?
I've read about it, and I think, to me, it would mean when the skin around a wound gets real red and puffy, and then the wound starts to fester. Then I would think of that as being the proud flesh would be the puffy red part around it.
Mm-hmm.
But we would always have said fester, and I'm sure I've never heard anybody use proud flesh in person.
Brown liquid medicine that stings that you could put on a cut?
Iodine or iodine, and I'd probably say iodine.
What's a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Real bitter? Quinine.
Okay. And... if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
he died.
Any other ways of saying died?
Kicked the bucket. Well, I've heard people say passed over and passed away and...
do you have any euphemisms for died?
I don't use them. I say somebody died. Unless I know for certain that somebody would be offended by that, and it would probably be an older person, very religious, then I might say he passed away. Passed on or passed over, but I wouldn't say passed over. I might say passed on or passed away. We'd say we lost him, or sorry about your loss.
Lost him.
I know, it sounds weird to me, but I've sure heard lots of people use it, and I even myself would say, sorry to hear about your loss. If somebody's husband died.
But just to say we lost him sounds to me like, you know, we gotta go find him.
Yes. No, I've heard lots of people say, well, we lost our baby. My sister-in-law had a stillborn child about a month ago, and we say she lost her baby. And it doesn't mean she couldn't find it. It meant the little girl died. Let's see. Oh, there are bound to be others. Gone to heaven, of course. Or he's with the angels now.